11 through 12. So as you're turning there, I'm going to wire up and make a few comments. James 4, 11 through 12. In preaching through James, I have received a lot of comments. Most of them good, but one of the common comments that I receive, and it's said with good intentions, is that, are you going to beat us up again with James? Or something to the effect of how James and the preaching of James has been very difficult. And my standard answer to those kind of inquiries is this: not me, but James. This is not me, this is James. James, as we've mentioned before, was called to be a pastor. His ministry was to be the presiding elder at the church of Jerusalem. Quite different than the Apostle Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, who planted as a missionary many churches across the world. James' ministry was to pastor the church at Jerusalem. And as Pastor Downey mentioned to me last week, and I think that this says it all, James is pastoring us. These words are to pastor us. And if they seem blunt, if they seem sharp, if they seem cutting, it is not because of a man speaking. This is James moved infallibly under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. This is the Holy Spirit speaking to us. And so, when these rough areas are preached to us, this is not only James, this is the infallible inspiration of the Word of God. This is the Holy Spirit. So I hope you take these messages as James pastoring us. And that puts things in perspective. So for our text now, chapter 4, 11 through 12. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judges another? Well, this is our third message on speaking against a brother. And last week we spoke about the evils of detraction. That is a sin of the tongue that seeks to detract from a person's character and reputation. It's a form of slander. It could involve gossip. It could be one who is highly critical in condemning others. And that seems to be more of the sense here. It's translated for us, evil speaking. The Greek term is katalaleho, a compound word of the preposition kata, meaning down, and laleho, to speak. Literally, it is to speak down, to talk down upon someone. And thus, to speak against someone with the intention of hurting their character and injuring their reputation. The emphasis, one could say, is on that preposition kata, down, which denotes some kind of hostility. So it is to defame one's character, to slander one's reputation, to belittle the value of a person. This is speaking evil one of another. We further noted that this verb kata laleo has a negative particle. So it forms a negative command, something that we are not to do. It's also a present imperative or a present tense verb, which means we are continually not to do this. This verb is also in the plural, which indicates to us that this was a prevalent sin in the congregations that James is writing to. We also noted that this imperative is in the context of one another. Speak not evil one of another. That is in the context of a local assembly, in the context of the fellowship and communion of a local church. James uses this term brethren and brother three times in verse 11. We noted also that one another is a reciprocal term. That this is not just one-sided. If you speak evil of your brother or sister, it's going to be reciprocal. Usually that favor is returned back to you. Speak not evil one of another, brethren, James says. Now last week, we considered also James' justification for this imperative. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. You see, you've placed yourself above the law in this. He that speaketh evil of his brother. Again, a present participle, a present tense. It denotes continual action. This is one that continues to backbite, to be a talebearer, that continues to gossip and slander about his brother or sister. It's not just the slip of a tongue. It's not just a one-time thing. But it's a constant criticizing and judging and condemning of our brothers and sisters. There are people, and sadly there are Christians, that love to criticize and to speak down on people. And it is a continual habit with them. James relates now this divisive behavior of speaking evil against one another. He relates it to the law of God. When James uses the term law here, he's asserting a moral standard, a divine moral standard. He presupposes God's law, that is the absolute standard and criterion for the Christian. Evil speaking, then, is a violation of the law of God. For the law of God is the very expression of God's moral character, the expression of His holiness, His righteousness, and His justice. It defines to us what is right and what is wrong. It is the standard of our Christian life. And to disobey God's law is to sin. For sin is the transgression of the law. Sin is lawlessness. Literally, from 1 John. When one speaks evil of his brother or sister in the Lord, he is violating this comprehensive principle, this summary of the law of God, which he has already spoken to us about in James chapter 2 and verse 8, of loving our neighbor as thyself. The royal law, he says in James 2:8, according to Scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It's the same principle that Christ used to summarize the moral law of the Ten Commandments. When he was asked, Master, which is the great commandment in the law, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. You see, Christ summarizes the law of God in a twofold principle of love. Love to God and love to our neighbor. James is concerned with the way we treat each other as Christians. He's dealing specifically with that second part of the summary, to love our neighbors as thyself. If we go back to our text, James makes this observation about those backsliders and habitual critics, evil speakers, who speak down judgment and condemnation upon others. They set themselves above this royal law of love. And by doing that, they condemn it as bad. They condemn it as a defective law. And in doing that, they can disregard whatever they want of it. They can pick and choose those laws they wish to obey and those they don't, because they know better. And they place themselves above the law when they do this. They choose what they will agree with and condemn and ignore the ones they don't want to obey. And James tells us the real issue behind this. But if thou judge the law, thou art a doer of the law. Thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. So this censorious critic assumes then a superiority over the law.